You're listening to The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I regret special love I had for you.
I believe
that's Bad Finger,
yes. Baby Blues, Potter Blues are back 13 days on the road, so select Saturdays, upcoming season. And we were talking directly with Bill DeWitt about it, then off air as well. Jimmy, Martin, and Chuck here live, Cardinals Nation, Ballpark Village. No matter what you do, there is going to be a segment that's going to be bitter, snarky, and part of your offseason, you do need to go get players. You do need to upgrade the roster. But can you do other things as well without it?
You can do both.
Yeah. Hey, we changed some uniform stuff. Our fans will get a kick out of it. We're also trying to improve the roster. Maybe both are possible.
But again, on Twitter, you're always going to have that small segment, but it's that vocal minority where I tweeted out a couple pictures, said the Cardinals are wearing the powder blues next year, 13 Saturday road games, and you do get the responses like, who cares about the damn uniforms? We want some players. Good grief. You can do both. And look, people in St. Louis, they want baseball talk. I understand it's just uniforms. Holiday season's coming up. Good gift idea. They'll also get players. I wouldn't expect a lot of activity. And John Mozeliak even said that. With a couple days here before Thanksgiving, a couple weeks before the winter meetings, I don't think you're going to see a ton going on
this week.
So they're
just like all of us. They just kind of shut it down.
Holiday week, put your feet up.
GMs are like, hey, you know what? We agree not to do anything. If you agree not to, yeah, let's not do anything.
Half days.
Don't take Boris's call. Block 100%. His number for a couple of days. Enjoy the holidays. Chuck, are you mailing in because it's a short week?
I don't want to say mailing it in, but I do feel like when you anticipate a week where radio, we have Thursday and Friday off. Now, I am working for TV, but it does feel
like Thursday, Friday, I'll still come in and take the shows just for practice.
Yeah, but it's a more
good
enjoyable week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. Why wouldn't you be?
We're going to do a special. We're going to do Thanksgiving and cocktails. Charlie and I are going to do a show. In fact, Strickland wants to do a show at his house right around Christmas.
Let's do it.
And Hector will be there. Andy McDonald will stop by. Pronger will stop by. Midday Grind, one of our sponsors this hour, Charles, is mybookie.ag. Some fine wagering over the weekend.
I had a nice weekend. And look, last night I took the over. If you're watching that Sunday night football game, it barely hit at the end there, that last touchdown by the Vikings. But go to mybookie.ag. You can get your initial money in. They give you a nice bonus. Use promo code 590. And then, look, every once in a while, you might lose one bet. You need to reload. They give you the reload bonus. Sometimes it's 60%. Sometimes it's 80%. They'll send you the email. So if you want to put $200 back in, they'll match it, let's say, 120, or they'll match it 160. Mybookie.ag, that's where I gamble right now. And again, Martin, I do lose sometimes, but the last couple of weeks I've been pretty hot.
Yeah, I've heard it happen. Charlie's off air. I'm up about $500. Jess calls, honey, I'm up $100.
Yeah.
Can you believe
my account is
way up?
Had a good week.
Great game tonight. Hate to say it. True story. Chiefs-Rams, Monday night football, over-under. Would you take the over? 64-ish? That's a lot of points.
I read a stat.
I'm going to go under, Chuck. Take that to the bank.
Yeah, I read a stat that whenever the NFL has these huge totals, it still almost always goes over. I think it's something like 4 or 5-0 when you have these huge totals. You think you'll see some stops? I actually think the Rams' defense is pretty good. You just wonder, if there's long, sustained drives running the ball from Kareem Hunt and Todd Gurley, all it probably takes is a couple field goals and a couple stops to maybe not reach that number. Bad answer, I don't know. If you're putting a gun to my head, I know we're not supposed to say that, I would go over.
A radar gun to your head.
To measure velocity.
If your life depends on it, if you're keeping the world safe from communism, these are the frank qualifiers you must consider.
Look at the Rams, though. The Rams only lost, right, on the road to the Saints, who look unbeatable right now. They just beat the defending Super Bowl champs by 40-plus points. So it would not surprise me if the Rams won this game tonight.
A lot of clicking around. The first game on Fox yesterday, Dallas, Atlanta, ended early. It was like 2:45. So then they just bounced around. And tons of games going down to the wire. First of all, the Cowboys win at the buzzer. I told Frank already we're banning the celebratory shot of Jerry Jones after every Cowboy. They cut to him every time.
That was a great game.
Repeatedly. But that one goes down to the wire. Then they go up to Detroit, Carolina. Carolina scores. Extra point would tie it. The kicker had missed an extra point and a field goal. Riverboat Ron decides to go for two. Guys wide open. So you cut from that. They keep cutting from game to game. And then over on CBS, so we had all this going on at the old 2 Fox, Jaguars were dominating the Steelers, 16-0. Then all of a sudden it's 16-13. Then all of a sudden they're down there driving. And Big Ben throws what looks like the worst pick of his career. And that's my quarterback, Charlie. Of course, fantasy football.
That's my quarterback.
I don't really even care.
Sounds like Terrell Owens right there.
But he throws the worst pick, and we're screaming at the TV, like, you can't do that. How can you? I mean, the guy that's been in the league for. And then you see the replay. The flag comes out. Guy grabs a face mask, pulls the receiver. And that immediate reaction of, how could you throw such a terrible pass, suddenly made sense. Big Ben wins. I'm rooting for the Steelers more so this year because of Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Stiffen them. They've won six in a row in the Steel City.
It was interesting, though, because Connor missed the perfectly thrown touchdown pass that would have won it. And you just wondered, if they lose that game the week after Le'Veon Bell doesn't report and his replacement, Connor, even though he's been great this year, drops that ball, that would have been a huge storyline. Yesterday was the day to have red zone because the noon games were fantastic. At least six that I know, six of the noon games – literally came down to the final minute or the final play. It was a great early slate of games. And then, unfortunately, Martin, we're watching the game of the week on Fox.
Worst game of the
week.
And
what a dud. The only one on at that point. What a dud. Philly is just not that great this year. And the Saints are unbelievable.
I love watching Drew Brees when he's doing
slinging it.
He is unreal.
He's throwing to receivers you've never heard of now. Like,
right?
Every time there'd be a tight end or a receiver, I'm like, who is this guy?
Right. And they get the kid, Taysom Hill, who's a quarterback who's playing every position possible.
He's fun to watch.
I mean, they are. He is just so fun to watch, and he just puts balls in spots, and you go, wow, he has it. And when he's gone, you're going to go, well, I remember when I watched him play. I missed that.
Is he about 40? He looks like he could play for another three to five years. He really does.
Eventually the body will break down on you.
I think he looks like he's in great
late
shape.
Late 30s, came out in 2001.
I think he's like 38 or 39.
So he's got to be pushing 40. At this point. And then you have Alex Smith, Redskins quarterback.
Yes.
Horrific knee injury, leg injury. The exact date of the Joe Theismann, 33 years later. Theismann tweeting out about that. Other headlines over the weekend. Congrats, CBC winning state in soccer for Terry Mickler, friend of the show, Missouri Sports Hall of Famer. It's his ninth state title. He's closing in on 1,000 wins. As a high school soccer coach already, and for a couple of years now, has been the winningest soccer coach, high school coach in America. CBC wins another state title, 10th in school history. For more about my alma mater, just go to cbchs.org. They've also got a state championship football game coming up on Saturday in Columbia. cbchs.org for more information about this fine school.
Drew Brees turns 40. In January.
That's what I thought.
Right before they win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Although for Frank's uncomfortableness, I wouldn't mind the Rams in the Super Bowl just because it's on Channel 5, and Frank would have a two-week period have to kind of talk about it. You would have to have some kind of content because the game's coming up on NBC. I'm sure you could have fun with it and mock them the entire time.
Correct. And Jim Huer brings up the fact that the Saints really are, especially on offense, so fun to watch. It's so easy to hate Stan Kroenke and Kevin Demoff, but then if you take that out of it, and I know that's difficult, if you watch the Rams on offense, it's almost the same. And Sean McVay, look, we got nothing against him. He coaches the team we don't like. He seems like a mastermind. The way they use Gurley and Jared Goff and all kinds of sweeps with guys like Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods, I know Cooper Kupp is injured now, but that would be, you would think, if that becomes, what, the NFC championship game, that would be a really entertaining rematch.
Also, Mizzou football is 7-4, 21-plus point favorites over Arkansas on Friday. Tigers in good shape to finish the year 8-4. If we're sitting here in August, And I said, all right, you're losing Georgia, you're losing Alabama. So I got two losses. What can you do in the remaining 10 games? Can you go 9-1? Can you go 8-2? I think 8-4 is more than respectable. I know Strick and Tuna want to raise the bar, and I get that. You would love to be a 10-win program every year, move up a notch or two. But I think especially the way it was trending, sitting at 4-4, if you could go 8-4, I'm a Mizzou fan. You're telling me in August 8-4, I'd probably take that.
Yeah, I think I projected 7-5. I think a lot of people did. 8-4, it is improvement. I know some people will say, well, if they won those close games, South Carolina, Kentucky.
I'm obsessed with that. I am.
I get that. But also, if you're in four close games down to the wire, isn't it kind of fair that you win a couple and lose a couple? I don't think you can say, okay, if we won South Carolina, if we won Kentucky, you also won a close game
Vandy.
Versus Purdue and a close game versus Vandy. It seems kind of fair that it's worked out in those close ones, 2-2. Watching that game Saturday, if I'm Drew Locke, I send that tape to every NFL scout because for 3 years we've known Drew Locke throws one of the most beautiful deep balls in college football, maybe the best. But we've brought up the fact, and I think it was fair. Is he making his teammates better? Is he making NFL throws? He dropped some dimes on Saturday, some intermediate throws, tight windows, and then how about a couple drops? His numbers would have been way bigger, especially the drop by Emmanuel Hall, but he made some NFL-caliber throws. There was one on the left sideline where he just threw a ball right by the defender's shoulder, and it was an NFL throw.
And you could say Tennessee's down a little bit, on the way up, building. Florida's maybe a little overrated. But you went into both places and tore those guys apart. You have to give Mizzou credit for playing well, especially after the Kentucky game when the wheels could have come off. Blues over the weekend did win Friday night in Vegas. They're 1-0 in Vegas this year with Fast Eddie in the house. He was part of the Blues trip. Texted me on Saturday, and I said, how are we doing? He said, great game, bit of a headache. That means it was a special night. In Vegas. Doors open at Fast Eddie's at 1 o'clock Monday through Thursday. Then on the weekend, doors open at 11 a.m. You know all about the great food and the big party that we're having. Chuck, you, me, Brad B., Santa Steve. Kenny Wallace is now freed up. He had his big farewell on Fox over the weekend. We're going to make it happen. Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Do a Straubinger. Just order the entire menu. Enjoy the great food at Fast Eddie's. The tradition continues in Alton, Illinois.
Speaking of friends of the show, I was talking on Friday with Andy Banker. I believe he said there was a parent group of one of the schools that they were having a trip to Fast Eddie's this past Saturday. I said we were supposed
they
to be
stole
there.
Our spot.
So we need to have Andy Banker on and talk a little Fast Eddie's.
Also, Mizzou basketball plays tonight for the Paradise Jam championship against K-State. That's probably a tough call for Mizzou. They did get past Kennesaw State. They did beat Oregon State. If you have flowhoops.com, you can watch all the action. Frank stuck it to Channel 5 and ordered it. You also have the Billikens playing early, like 11 a.m. on Wednesday against Pitt. SLU winners over the weekend. They beat Seton Hall. Billikens now 4-0 on the season. Just bringing everybody up to date. Also, the brewery lights are open, Charlie. Or Hoff, whoever wants to tell us about that over at AB. They launched the end of last week.
What do you have? You have Frosty the Snowman playing.
You
Hoff.
Got lights. You got
Hoff,
a
Hoff, you're
brewery.
Back there, of course. You know all about the lights. Kids, great for the family.
Thursday and through Sunday at Anheuser-Busch. Sure, they play a yes. Classic every night. They got a little miniature ice rink. They have food. They have Anheuser-Busch beer or InBev beer samples, of course. You drink responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Lager, St. Louis, Missouri.
How about that? All right, you're up to date on a busy sports weekend. We're live at Ballpark Village, Cardinals Nation, tomorrow out at a Schnucks, I believe. Which Schnucks are we going to?
Chippewa.
It's used to be a Shop and Save.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Right where they're right by the old River de Pere.
I'm checking the K-State basketball roster. St. Louis guys, Xavier Sneed, junior, Hazelwood Central, of course, Levi Stockard, sophomore, Vashon. So we have two there. We have Sean Williams, freshman, Hazelwood Central. Three St. Louis kids on K-State. Bruce Weber coming back to St. Louis and picking up some players.
And Frank was talking about it earlier. The guy's relentless when it comes to being in the gyms in our town. He's probably early 60s. He's got a game coming up, Chuck, a week from Saturday. K-State's playing at the Marquette.
Oh.
Bruce Weber, the Milwaukee native, going up. And I'd have to say K-State would be and should be favored. In that game, Marquette plays Kansas on Wednesday.
Well, maybe
I don't
Kansas.
Feel too good about it.
Maybe some of their players. There'll be something happening with
Hopefully.
Adidas, and they won't play.
My only hope is to root for some suspensions between now and Wednesday.
Speaking of Kansas, though, Les Miles, aren't you interested? I don't know how it's going to end.
I'm interested.
All I'm saying is I'm interested. Kansas football just got a whole lot more intriguing over the weekend.
I can't believe the dollars. I thought they would have to give him a ton. It's like 2 points something or other. Wouldn't you think Les Miles, maybe he didn't have the options right now. I thought they would just throw money at him like they did with Charlie Weiss. And for everybody who said, oh, Les Miles would never come to Mizzou, he took the Kansas job.
Look, and Barry Odom has been good lately here. I'm not saying he's not the answer, but I agree with you. Whenever we throw out a name like that, a lot of people go, oh, there's no chance of that happening. Things like this can happen. Some people just love coaching football. Was it Tommy Tuberville that went to what? Did he go to Texas Tech and then Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Some of these coaches just want to coach, and if they can get a Power 5 job, they're going to take it. So don't rule it out.
Frank did say there were some people complaining, Kansas fans. I'm like, you have no right to complain about anything.
Just be glad you got somebody that wants
Les
to show
Miles
up.
Is a youthful 60-ish coach, but that's gonna take a little doing. One of our sponsors this hour, Offenburg Hyundai. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois. Check out the great-looking vehicles online, offenberghyundai.com. Same price online, same price in person. There's no sticker shock when you show up there and check out the car in person. Go for a test drive today, tomorrow, this week. You've heard me talking about Hyundai for years. See what it's all about. Greenmount Road's the exit, Highway 64. Talking about 10 minutes from down from where we are. 10 minutes, Highway 64. Green Mountain Road exit, and again, online, OffenbergHyundai.com. Great service, something they continue to monitor, and that is service after the sale. They've been doing that for years. And a pre-owned vehicle, not a problem. They've got them on the lot, or they'll find that car for you.
May I ask Brian Hoffman, we have about 16 minutes here. Hoff, if you can find this clip before the end of the day.
Ooh.
Les Miles, during his press conference, he kind of lost his train of thought. I don't mean to be mean here.
That does happen, though.
But he stammered for about 25 seconds to try to find his thought, and then at the end he just, well, if you can get it, we need to play this.
To do it justice,
I can't describe it. Can you look for that? I saw it on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, okay. It's on Twitter, I should look.
Mostly what this show is.
It's about a 40-second clip.
Between 10 and 1 is Martin, Charlie, or Frank giving Hoffman on-air assignments. Hey, how old is that guy? Hey, Brian, would you look that up? Hey, what did that guy dead or not? Hey, can you look that up? That's basically Brian's three-hour window. In fact, before we get to the end of the day, play the clip you do have of the Saints announcer. It used to be Jim Henderson for years, was the play-by-play guy for the Saints. The new guy, whoever he is.
Zach Strife.
I've heard recent calls. One last night. I'm driving home. Maybe it's Westwood One with the recap of all the games. He had a call last night, more so than any, but maybe this will also apply. He sounds exactly like Rammer to me, his voice, ooh, but also when he gets excited. Here's an example.
This is from the Saints game against the Rams, a touchdown that sealed it for Nolens.
Brees drops back, throws down the slot. Mike Thomas in stride. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown. Mike Thomas, 72 yards, and the Saints strike a hole in the hearts of the Rams in the fourth.
Doesn't that sound
that
like Bob Ramsey?
Like yeah.
Can you, Hoff, if you would, call him up, Zach Strife, and just ask him to say, that is the worst call I have ever seen.
Bang, he got it. I'm going to have him tape
bang,
that.
Bang, he got it. Yeah, just, we have a play sheet of things we would like him to say. All right, time now for the end of the day.
End of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
I feel like Chuck just wants to make fun of the elderly with his clip here, but I do have Les Miles losing
Barstool Sports.
Yes, losing his train of thought in his introductory press conference.
The style of football that we'll play, the community recognition of our players will grow. The opportunity to get out and do community enhancement and be involved with be involved with the many things.
You guys are the worst, and I'm not laughing because
come on, that's
in the 11 o'clock hour, Frank got up and left, and I was like, and. We got Billikens are playing a game, so it happens.
And he's not elderly. What is he, about 64?
No. I think he's 64.
I, I love Les Miles.
I was at a lot of SEC media days, and he would just go up there and just ramble. People would start looking at one another. What's he talking about?
How about when the Mad Hatter goes to Manhattan every other year? I love it.
My favorite Les Miles clip. Remember the year?
Oh, you made one of them?
No, hold on. I believe they beat Ohio State in the national championship game 07. Do you remember that was the year where there was all the talk about him taking the Michigan job, though? I think Kirk Herbstreit even reported that.
He did.
And maybe if LSU wasn't in the national championship game that year, he actually would have taken the job. And I remember he did a press conference, and he just said, I don't care about Michigan. All I care about is my damn strong team.
That's
my
right.
damn strong team.
I think Chuck hates him because he is a Michigan guy at heart.
He's an Ohio guy that went to Michigan.
Well, but he's a Michigan grad.
No, I have nothing against Les Miles.
He's like Dan Dierdorf.
Look, I like when Michigan's good, and that's why I'm so excited for this coming Saturday because the game means something again. This is crazy, and I know I'm not supposed to talk about Ohio State football, but if you grew up born in 82 like
me. Randy called the other day and said, you tell Charlie no more Buckeye talk.
Listen, I grew up watching John Cooper's Ohio State teams lose every single year. They were always 11-0 or 10-1. They always lost to Michigan. It's crazy to think Ohio State has beaten Michigan 13 out of the last 14 times. And now this Saturday, it's on Fox, of course, Martin. Michigan, 4-point favorites on the road in Columbus.
Well, now Chuck, I do wonder, because 2010, Ohio State technically beat Michigan, but I believe that was vacated. So does that count?
I count all.
I think a player got a tattoo.
Whatever happened.
So now that game doesn't count.
A free
on the field.
Tattoo.
Can you believe that years ago we cared about tattoos? Now anybody can do anything. It doesn't even matter.
It's true.
Jim Tressel's career was railroaded due to tattoos and pants.
And we got a guy in Baylor where his players are killing each other.
Yes.
Basketball.
Covering it up.
Football was a different crime. That was sexual assault at Baylor. True story.
I was trying to think of something that happened to me over the weekend.
Hey,
now
see,
I can't
it happens.
Recall.
That was a Les Miles moment.
I know.
It
I'm having a Les Miles moment. Something
it
happened,
happens.
And now I forgot to write it down, which is complete failure on my part because I couldn't. I probably should have. Hey, but I am wondering, today's the anniversary. A couple anniversaries this weekend. You mentioned the injury to Alex Smith. That was it 25 years to the day of 33 years to the day of Joe Theismann's injury. Also, this is the anniversary
of... Or was it 34? Hold on. Now I'm doubting my own math.
I think it's 33.
It's a different number. Hoff, can you look it up since you brought it up?
Yes. That's my
what
fault.
What year did Joe Theismann's leg snap at? Was it 83 or 84? So it's either 34 or 35 years ago. But it was to the day.
Also, he said he still gets goosebumps. It was 1985. A big 85 day.
So yeah. 33.
Celebrating the baby blues or the powder blues and Joe Theismann's injury. Also, Chuck, where were you when the Pacers and the Pistons had their mouths at the Pals? This is the 14th year anniversary of
okay,
that.
Okay, so 14, so 2004.
Upper
I had
Peninsula.
Just, yes, I remember being in the newsroom in the Upper Peninsula watching the Malice at the Palace. I just started that job and things went nuts there. Who was it? Ron Artest?
Yep.
Steven Jackson?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then he later played for the Rams.
And then what happened was.
Your newsroom in Upper Peninsula. Like, all right, the top story tonight, we have a record-setting walleye. Later, we will show you the palace.
Look, a couple years later, I was working in Lansing at the time, and I believe all of those guys, they were seen around Michigan because they actually had to come back and do community service, those Pacers players.
Oh, I believe that.
You will see our guys around the community doing.
Community things.
Community things.
Enhancement.
Helping out.
Hey, I love Les Miles. He's good for football. Out there, the Mad Hatter, chewing on the grass, and maybe bringing Kansas football back to relevancy.
Okay, Blues.
And let's play Mizzou.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Bring it back. Why not?
Bring it back. Blues at home tonight facing the one team in the NHL that has fewer points than them, the Los Angeles Kings. Who you got?
No Cusumano guarantee, but I think Jake Allen has played well the last two games. I think the Blues will win tonight. This is a desperate team facing a tough week of top opponents. If they don't win tonight, I wouldn't want to be 6-2 Blue. I think the Blues win.
I'm going to say Blues win 3-2. How about that?
Exactly.
There's your score.
They have to
Jake
win.
Jake Allen's been playing really
they
well.
They have to score. If they get shut out tonight, it won't be a good day tomorrow.
That's the end of the day.
That's two of the last three game shutouts.
End of the day, yeah, they got Nashville Wednesday in Music City. Then they host the Predators Friday, followed by Winnipeg on Saturday. Blues have played the fewest games, I think, of everybody or
just
close
about,
to it.
Yeah.
They're going to have four in the next 6 days.
All last week, we discussed Jake Allen. Nobody's trying to say he shouldn't be the goalie, but don't you think his game steps up when he gets a little competition. And we've seen that in the past. And look, we all talked about it. Should it be Jake? Should it be Chad Johnson? And what happens? Chad Johnson gets a three-game stretch there. Blues go 2-1. But then Jake comes back and plays really, really well in his last two starts, and that's what they need. They'll need both of those guys. So if Jake gets, what, 60% of the starts or a few more, and Chad Johnson gets 40 or 35%, I think that's best for both guys and for the team.
Hey, time now for a little mental health minute from our friends at Our Little Haven.
It's a mental health minute brought to you by Our Little Haven.
This is Dr. Christy Moore from Our Little Haven with today's mental health minute. The formative years for a child, birth to age 10, are crucial to their development. Around age 3, children can recognize and understand the emotions of others, including anger. You can help your young child deal with these emotions. Ask your child to draw a picture of their feelings and talk about them, or ask them to show you different emotions on their faces to help distinguish different emotions they may see and recognize in others. Our Little Haven provides care for children during the formative years of their lives in a nurturing setting.
For more information, go to OurLittleHaven.org.
And again, a little bit of housekeeping. Tomorrow, the show coming to you live, starting at 10 a.m. from one of the Schnucks 19. That's what they call them, the 19 stores that they were able to come in and keep in business that were Shop and Save. So folks in that neighborhood still have a neighborhood store to go to. So the Chippewa location tomorrow for this program. Again, Fast Eddie's opens the doors at 1 o'clock just up the road, Alton, Illinois. It's Fast Eddie's Bon Air. The tradition continues. And this week, as Charlie admitted, nobody's really going to be doing any work. You'll find Cardinal Scouts sitting at Topgolf. Mm-hmm. Why not head on in, make it a long day, lunching, dining at Fast Eddie's. They got music every single day. They are open 7 days a week, Clark Street Bridge, easy to get to in Alton, Illinois.
No hedging. Give me a winner and a score for tonight's Chiefs at Rams game.
I don't know why I feel this is an Andy Reid game that he'll win, and then the okay. Chiefs fans will really be overly psyched, and then they'll get into the playoffs and get bounced.
What about the emotional factor?
Rams home field.
L.A. dealing with all the fires.
There is a lot of stuff going on there. I'm going to go – I just think Mahomes is red hot. We'll go 34 Chiefs, 26 Rams.
Wow, so you're liking the under there too.
I'm playing the under, and I think it'll just be the doors open a little bit for the end. How about ESPN? Finally, they get a great game. Finally.
And no Cooper Kupp. I know he's been injured throughout the last month or so, but not having him in the first week where they have a new offense where, I mean, that's a big piece. That's going to be a factor for sure. Jim
Huerr. That's one of your keys to the game.
That's my key to the
game. That's one of his keys to the
game. 31-21 Rams.
Wow, lower scoring.
Front four of the Rams finally causes havoc for Mahomes. He'll throw a couple picks for the first time. Ooh, he'll have one bad game.
The Rams have the better D.
Here's what I'm rooting for. Agreed. Rams better D. I want 37-35 Rams. Ooh. Very entertaining. Lots of points, lots of touchdowns, over hits.
But since it's not on Fox 2, I probably won't watch.
Correct.
That's the correct answer. Thanks to the Cardinals, also Ballpark Village, letting us go live here. Thanks to Jimmy Huerr, getting us on and off the air. Danny Mack stopped by. Scoops with DannyMack.com. Bill DeWitt III, the Cardinal president. Kerry Robinson, former Cardinal, current scout, who launched the idea to bring back the Powder Blues. That was the announcement today. Later today, John Mozeliak will announce the signing of both Machado and Harper, so we'll have to come back down here.
I know this is snarky, but I was just thinking, the worst thing that could happen, and I'm all for them having this announcement, I think it's very cool, but what if the Cubs would have signed one of these big free agents at the same time?
It would have been the equivalent of the Yu Darvish, Bud Norris.
Yes, Twitter would have exploded. By the way, how did that work out? Yeah, Bud Norris and Yu Darvish for both franchises. Think about it.
Play the long game, Chuck.
That's right.
Hardline is coming right next from 1 until 3 right here on 590 The Fan.
Congratulations.